When you've tasted excess, everything else is bland. That's the fucking truth, and I've always loved the taste of excess. The possibility of my death being permanent generates questions in my mind, such as how I'd be remembered if I end up worm food. If I had to look back and describe my life for Mom, a probation officer, or a potential employer, I could write it in the third person like a resume. He grew up with his family in the Midwest, excelling at art and completing algebra in 2 weeks at a talented and gifted program at ISU during the summer before eighth grade. High school was spent waking up at 4:30 a.m. to deliver papers for his two routes, followed by cooking or unloading groceries at the local store. After school, he'd go back to work, but he'd still make time for a workout before going to bed. Study time was unnecessary for him to graduate as class salutatorian. He went to church and youth group every week, had CDs, savings, stocks, and mutual funds, and abstained from temptations of the flesh, such as alcohol, tobacco, drugs, and sex. By the time he graduated from ISU with a 3.65 GPA, he had almost 2 years of work experience through his two co-ops, had two research assistantships under his belt, played guitar, and was almost 200 pounds with less than 6% body fat from daily workouts. He went to work 50 to 100 hours per week at the Institute and established himself as an expert in his field, with secret clearance and access to military bases across the country. He then moved his new bride across the country and opened up a business. He'd get up between 2 and 5 in the morning for his day job as a project manager and work at the business on the nights and weekends. Then he died. I could also write my obituary citing other fun-filled facts and paint a much different picture. After spending most of his time drunk and blacking out 4 to 5 nights per week, he got a job and pissed away an average of $1,400 per month on booze and strippers while tearing around the city sideways in one of his Porsches or on his Harley. Eventually, he was drinking a Texas fifth of whiskey before he'd even go to the bars. His failed marriage lasted barely over a year of absolute misery and ended the week after he got terminated from his job. He moved to a crack neighborhood with no car or job and was waking up from benders in ditches and backs of pickups. He lived on 1 or 2 ravioli cups or soup cups a day and lost 30 pounds almost instantly. After wrecking the first car he'd owned in 2 years and becoming financially ruined, he crushed his leg between his bike and a truck on the way to the bar one night. Soon after, he got so hammered while out of town for a wedding that he fell in a river and broke into a doctor's office for warmth to survive. This resulted in jail, felony charges, probation, and bills he could never pay. He finally bankrupted his business and got a new job where he struggled to pay off his debt and make ends meet. Then he died. There are a lot of ways to describe my life, and up to this point, a lot of people would say my life was a lot of different things. But I don't think anyone that's known me would call it boring, average, or normal. No matter how you describe the story, the ending of each will be the same 1 week from today. Then perhaps I'll get to see if there's more to the story, or if that really is the end.